Roy Matlock Jr. We're back, and we're talking about retirement planning and what to do with your money. I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. So many great things we have put together. We've got a 13-week money education course. I say 13 weeks. It's 13 classes. You actually will get it delivered to you. They're 45 minutes each, and it'll be delivered to you right by email. It's on Zoom. You can watch it when you want to watch it. And also, you can sign up for the Roy Matlock Jr. podcast. We are hitting 100 shows now that are up on the podcast, which takes you from everything from getting out of debt and saving money and getting started and how investments work and stuff like that. And so today's show, we are going to be talking about what to do when you retire. And so let's start out with taking a look at some of the risk that go into retirement planning. And so the first one is we have market risk, all right? And market risk starts, if you just think about the market goes up, the market goes down, we have a risk of people that are in debt. Okay, they're getting more and more in debt, stuff like that. We've got healthcare risk. We've got longevity risk, meaning you're outliving your money. We've got risk about purchasing power. We've got all those kind of things. And so what we're going to do now, we're going to start out with the mindset of where will my money come from and where is my money going to be going? All right, so the first thing you need to be thinking about is if I'm starting out and I'm going to retire, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take and look at all the different income sources that I potentially have. So, for instance, you know, you've got your qualified retirement plans. That could be your IRAs, your 401ks, stuff like that. And a rule of thumb on that is that if you get 5% on your money, just multiply that number, desired income number, multiply it by 20, and that tells you how much you need to have. So let me give an example. If you want $50,000 a year, multiply it by 20, and that is $1 million at 5%. So now we say, well, I want 50 grand. You know, how much money do I have? Well, I've got 600,000. Well, 600,000 times 5%, 4 to 5% in that range is a good rule of thumb. You got about $30,000 a year coming in, $25,000, $30,000. All right, so we got that. Then we go, we check on our Social Security, and we say, well, based on my Social Security at age 67, my full Social Security age, I'm going to get $2,500 a month. All right, I got $2,500. I got another $600,000 saved. That's $30,000. Now I'm sitting at about $5,000 a month. I've got a rental property. I'm making this own. All right, I might have a pension. I might have some other investment income. I might have an inheritance coming. I got all these different things. But what I would do is step number one is I would make a list of all of my potential income sources. I may work a little bit part-time. Maybe my hobby makes me a little extra money, whatever it may be. So then what we're going to do then is we're going to list that. Now, we always tell people early on, you know, the most important number you can come up with is your FIN. That's your financial independence number. Now, your financial independence number is the amount of money needed for you to quit and be in a position to where you know that over your life expectancy, you're not going to run out of money and you're going to have enough money to keep up with a higher cost of living over time. So we come up with that FIN number. If you don't have that FIN number, you can reach out to roymatlockjr.com and we will get on the phone and we can give you your FIN number. Put it into a format. It'll say you have this much saved so far. Your goal is this. At this age, you've got this many years. We're going to inflate it out 3% a year. You got that. Here's what your FIN number is, $1,428 a month. And if you save that, you are set. And if we get this rate of return once we retire, you'll be able to live on it for your life expectancy of you and your spouse, and you'll be just fine. That's a confident number. If you can say, hey, give me that number, and we come back, we put it in, we say, boom, here's what you need. And then that way you can do that. And you say, well, if you want to include Social Security, we put that in. Obviously, Social Security is going to be around. You know, there's been a lot of talk about it. I think it'll be around. I don't think you got to worry about that. And then you start looking, you say, well, when should I pull my Social Security? We got all those kind of things. So we have to come up with our potential income sources. We may have just some non-qualified investments over there, and we're going to talk about when do you pull, what do you pull from, you know, the new minimum or required, or the required minimum distribution now is at 72. In the new tax, some of the stuff going on, they're saying that it's going to go to age 75 when you have to start pulling. So that means potentially if you have other income streams, you can defer this at least to 72 and then maybe as long as 75. So how do we go about doing all this stuff? So we're going to talk about that. Then we go looking and we say, well, what are our potential monthly expenses, housing, you know, mortgages? Do we have a mortgage? Is our house paid for? Will it be paid for? So we start outlining all of our expenses, health care, the Medicare supplement, all the different things. What are we going to do to have fun, entertainment, and all that? I encourage you to download the budget worksheet. You can get that at roymatlockjr.com. We have all these tools, and you can just download it and then work it out, put it in there, and it's ready to go. So first thing we do is we say, what's our income? What's our outgo? And so then we come up, we look right now. Maybe you're still working and you're saving like crazy. You're maxing out that retirement plan, putting in, you know, $20,000 a year. If you're over 50, you can put another $6,500 in. So you're out there putting $25,000 a year in, and you're saying to yourself, okay, $25,000 is in. Now, when I retire, right off the bat, there's $25,000 that you don't have to put in anymore. You're not going to be saving that money. So right off the bat, if you're maxing out your retirement plan, you just got a $25,000 outgo that is almost like it's been an expense to your living, but now there's $25,000 added back in because you're not doing that anymore. And so what we're looking at is we said, what is our real income that we're going to have? What are our real expenses? Because, you know, when you're accumulating money, the most important thing you got to do is pay yourself first and put money in. Well, now that you're retired, you're not going to be doing that. So now we got this calculation. Now, what I would say to you is this. I know when I go on a vacation, if I want to go out of town, go play golf, I do a lot of that kind of thing. You know, I'll get on the internet and I'll search those airline tickets and I'll look at hotels and I'll mess with it. I don't know how much time I put into it, but I'm always looking for, you know, a good deal on an airline ticket that's the shortest flight. I want to work it into my schedule. I do all this kind of stuff and I plan that. And then I look at the hotels, where I'm going to go. Maybe I don't know where I'm going to go to start with. I do all those kind of things. And I put time into that, and I take several trips a year, and I'm doing that kind of thing. And so, and no telling how much time you just sit on hold sometimes because you got to do things or you're playing on the internet. So I want you to think about that. What's most important to you when you are out there? What causes everything to tick? It's your money. So take the time to spend it on your money. All right. Spend it on understanding. Invest time in learning, in managing, in doing things like that. And then what will happen is you will be able to put that on autopilot. Now, what I like to do is I like to optimize. I like to automate. And what is optimizing? Making it doing the same thing in less time, being more productive. I like to do that. And then the other thing I like to do is automate it. And so what is automate? You know, like all of my bills, they're on auto pay. I don't have to worry about that. My savings that's going into my investment, it's on auto draft. Drafts my checking account every month. You know, all those kind of things. I have an American Express that I pay. It's automatically paid every month. All right. So all these things that I'm doing are automated. I optimize it. I go in every year and I take a look at my expenses, and I say, okay, let's fire all the expenses. Usually do it about October, November. I say, let's fire all the expenses. And who would I rehire? All right. In other words, yeah, I don't really need that. Okay. So I would go with a mindset. I got 100% of my income and no outgo. What are the things I would get rid of that I don't need, that I'm wasting money on? And that's how I cut my cost. So I'm always looking to cut cost. You know, you decrease, expense, 100% decrease in expense is 100%. If you raise your income, you got to pay taxes on it. So you might have, for every dollar you earn an increase, which I'm always telling you to do that, you only get to keep 70% of it. But 100% of expenses, that's an expense. And so we do that. So with that being said, I would encourage you once again, go to roymatlockjr.com. We're starting with potential income, potential expenses, and then we're going to come back and we're going to go into all the different risks that go along with retirement planning. We'll be right back.